I'm here with Tony Neff of the Gallup Community Concert Association and Rose Easton, Executive Director of Gallup Arts, the Arts Council in the Gallup area. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Rachel. It's good to be here today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So this evening at 7, there is a Gallup Community Concert event, Chaco, the Symphony, A Journey of the Spirit. And then that's going to repeat tomorrow evening, Saturday the 11th, at 6 p.m., all at El Moro Theater, downtown Gallup. So what can we share about this today?
Well, we're celebrating the 110th anniversary of Chaco Canyon's being designated as a National Historic Monument. And this is a 10-movement symphony that will be lasting approximately an hour, hour and 15 minutes. It's a multimedia presentation, including video, pottery, voice for narration, choir, and a full symphonic orchestra of about 80 piece for all together as far as the performers. Our Carlos Nakai is going to be our featured performer, and he's a world-renowned Native American flutist who has received some gold record labels, and he's been nominated numerous times for Grammy Awards as well. So we're very excited that he will be part of this symphony. Gary Gackstatter is the name of our composer. This symphony is his sixth symphony that he has composed altogether. And he is going to be traveling here to conduct part of this symphony, along with our local conductor, Vern Baia. Mr. Navajo, Zachariah George, will be one of our narrators, along with Patrick Moore. So we are very excited about this production and partnering with Gallup Arts. And I'll let Rose tell more about what will be happening after the symphony.
Yeah, so the festivities and the celebration of Chaco Canyon's 110th anniversary as a national monument continue at Arts Crawl. It's a generational thing. Saturday, March 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. So you can see the symphony first and join us for some Chaco-inspired and Chaco-related activities. We have a bead-making workshop. We will have a park ranger from Chaco Canyon on hand to inform people about the history of the site. We have a potter doing a Chaco-inspired pottery demo. We have an artist meet and greet, so you can meet our Carlos Nakai and the composer of Symphony Chaco after the performance. We'll also be doing lots of other sorts of intergenerational activities, so there's lots of fun to be had at Arts Crawl. It's a generational thing.
This sounds a bit more theatrical than the typical community concert, although there have been occasions where there are some theatrics, sketch comedy, and things of that sort. How did this design for this particular event come together?
That's an excellent question, Rachel. It is probably the largest ensemble that we've had in the more than close to 25 years now that I've been involved in community concerts. And this came about because Gary Gackstatter, the composer, went to the same college that I did. He was a few years ahead of me, and I've never met him yet, but I have known of him for some time. And when I found out that he was taking sabbatical to Chaco Canyon with the Chaco Canyon Project and several archaeologists, I learned that he was going to be writing a symphony. And I said, we have to have that here. We're going to make that happen. And so that's kind of how it came to be. We've been talking with each other about a year and a half now. And so this has been a long road. And I've as far as the date, I did some research on some historical milestones of Chaco Canyon. And this seemed to be a great milestone to celebrate.
And how did the collaboration with Gallup Arts come about? During Arts Crawl, there will be not only, I think, a presentation or something of that sort for crafts and such. There will be some crafts workshops and such with a Chaco theme.
Yes, we have a bead-making workshop where you can roll paper beads that are inspired by the types of beads the ancestral Puebloans made at Chaco. Steve Marty, a local potter, will be doing a Chaco-inspired pottery demonstration. We will have a park ranger from Chaco Canyon presenting materials related to the site. Cope is cooking some Three Sisters stew and some blue corn patties. So you can eat like an ancestral Puebloan and get an actual taste of Chaco Canyon. And then we're really excited to be able to offer the public a glimpse into Symphony Chaco. We're hoping to project a not Gallup's performance of the symphony, but a prior performance in the El Moro Theater, and have an artist meet and greet where folks can meet our Carlos Nakai, the featured performer, and the composer as well.
If someone is interested in taking part in the workshop, or for that matter, in attending the Chaco Symphony, how would they get tickets? Again, the concert this evening, March 10th at 7, is for Gallup Community Concert Association members only. But that means that if you're not a member, you can become one by showing up at the door and becoming a member, I would assume.
That is right. We definitely encourage those who would like to attend on Friday to become a member of the Gallup Community Concert Association. We are just halfway through our season right now, so we have two more concerts after this. So it's still a very affordable way to be able to see this particular presentation as well. You get a total of six punches for the series because we've had six concerts throughout the year. So even if you've missed the first three concerts, you can still use all six of your punches.
You can bring guests and add punches for them.
You may.
And as for the workshops that will be happening during Arts Crawl March 11th, that's from 7 until 9, when a lot of things are going on downtown. If someone is interested in that, do they just sign up on site? If they're interested in finding out more information, is there a contact?
Yes. Well, Arts Crawl is always open to the public, and all the activities are free at Arts Crawl. The workshops and most of the Chaco-related activities will be happening in the El Moro Theater's Event Center on 2nd Street and outside of the Event Center. So folks are invited and welcome to just drop by at any point, 7 to 9 p.m. And you can always stay up to date with Arts Crawl on Facebook. You can find us at Arts Crawl Gallup. And there's more information on our website, www.gallupartz.org, as well.
Tony, how approachable was your friend Gary and our Carlos Nakai, who's a very prestigious composer, musician in the area?
They were both extremely approachable, and Mr. Gagstatter seemed to be very excited that we would want to perform his work here in the region where Chaco Canyon is. And so he has been very helpful in helping to coordinate this whole event, and he is, like I said, he'll be traveling here. He's going to be conducting tonight and tomorrow night for 5 of our 10 movements. Vern Bio will be conducting for the other 5 movements. And there are also about 12 members from the St. Louis Community College Orchestra and Symphonic Band, where Gary Gagstatter currently teaches, who will be coming to be part of our symphony and take part in this celebration as well.
You mentioned Patrick Moore. Who else locally will be involved or regionally?
We have, like I said, about 60 instrumentalists and 22 choir members for the community choir. Linda Kay is directing the choir and putting that piece together. And she has been a music educator in the area for, I believe, 43 years, and pretty prominent educator at that. So we're pleased that she's been part of this as well. Amy Coates is helping as a volunteer through RMCH to get the pottery painted. And Rose mentioned Steve Marty. He has been instrumental in getting that together as well. And the Octavia Flynn library staff has been very instrumental in hosting the kickoff reception and the documentary of Chaco Canyon. Of course, the Gallup Community Concert Association Board of Directors, with Joyce Graves as president, our publicity committee. And we couldn't do this without the Gallup Community Concert Association patrons and advertisers, as well as support from the City of Gallup, the El Morro Theater, McKinley County Commissioners, and New Mexico Arts.
And a sidebar, while someone you know, Patrick Neff, has periodically been a percussionist at Red Rock String concerts and has performed in other venues, is he going to be involved at all with this?
Most definitely. He will be playing timpani, and we've got a percussion section of six. We have several members from the Red Rock String Ensemble, and we have the ensemble is spanning over three generations. We have someone as young as 8 years old, and then into three generations later. So it truly is a generational thing.
This sounds like one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities if someone is listening and has never been to a community concert.
It most definitely is. You won't want to miss this. And if you're not able to make it Friday, please join us on Saturday for our encore performance. And you can get tickets through me at 505-862-3939 or gallupcca@gmail.com and through the El Morro Theater at www.elmorrotheater.com.
And while the Saturday night performance, the 11th, tomorrow evening, won't be exclusive to Gallup Community Concert Association members, there are ticket prices. We can't mention the actual prices here. But if someone shows up at the door, if there is still room, they could probably get admission at the door?
Yes, most definitely. So the seating is limited, so be sure that you can come early. The doors will open 1 hour before each performance. The Friday performance will begin at 7 p.m., just as all of our community concerts do. The Saturday performance will be at 6 p.m., so that as people are exiting the performance of Symphony Chaco, they can enter into the virtual Chaco theme through Gallup Arts Crawl.
And again, just to reiterate, this evening the doors will be open at 6 with performance at 7. That's for Gallup Community Concert Association members only. If you're not a member, you want to go to that, you will have to purchase a membership. Gallup Community Concert Association is a nonprofit organization.
Yes, we are.
And tomorrow evening, Saturday the 11th, it'll be general public performance. Again, there will be a charge for tickets. And if you want to guarantee seats, you might want to get them in advance from El Morro Theater or from Tony Neff. You want to repeat those numbers?
Yes, you can reach me at area code 505-862-3939 or gallupcca@gmail.com. Or you can get tickets through the El Morro Theater at www.elmorrotheater.com.
And while I have you here, Tony, you want to talk up what's coming along in the season?
I would love to. On April 12th, which is a Wednesday, we will have a band called Honnelly, which is a group of three people who have been inspired by Peter, Paul, and Mary, but they're a modern folk style ensemble, and they play songs throughout the era. So those of you who are into this unique form of American music, would really love to see that performance. And then on Thursday, April 20th, we will finish our season with the Peter and Will Anderson Jazz Trio, which is based out of New York City. They are twins who are virtuosos on saxophone, clarinet, and flute. And they have played at such places such as the Blue Note Jazz at Lincoln Center, the Kennedy Center. They've toured throughout the United States and Japan. And they're pretty young yet. They've just debuted their first CD in 2012. And so I'm sure that this is an ensemble that we're going to see a big rise from. They've also been featured on NPR's Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. And both of these final groups, part of their mission, just like the Gallup Community Concert Series, is to provide student outreach concerts and to present performances to our area school-aged students.
So just a note while we're talking about Arts Crawl, in addition to the other things that you've mentioned, Nani Chacon, Navajo muralist, and local muralist B. Sargent will exhibit the building blocks of their murals, including sketches, color studies, grid layouts, and videos at the Opo Gallery, which is across from the Octavia Flynn Public Library at 2nd and Hill. They will be present to talk about their work during Arts Crawl from 7 until 9, March 11th, tomorrow evening. A lot of stuff happening downtown.
This Arts Crawl is jam-packed with intergenerational fun. It's great, the show that Opo's doing, because it represents two generations of muralists. We also have a father-daughter live painting demo with Jerry and Mary Helen Brown happening at Camille's. We have father and daughter band Rippy and the Silhouettes performing closer to First Street outside of Foundations of Freedom. We have Big Brothers and Big Sisters putting on a bowling activity in preparation for their Bowl for Kids' Sake event. We have a couple games you can play, including Fun for the Ages Bingo, which will earn you, if you get a blackout, a pass to Gala Bowl for a free game. We have the McKinley Citizens Recycling Council doing a kind of trash and show related activity in advance of their trash and show in April. We have a interactive poll we're calling the Great Generation Debate, where you can strut your stuff as a millennial or a baby boomer, whatever you happen to be. And then at Art 123, we have a show of student art. And finally, the Shallow Gallery is presenting work by Marina Esquites, a Diné artist. And she's doing an interactive performance as well, which is sure to catch everyone's attention. So for more information, visit gallupartsgallup.org or find us on Facebook at Arts Crawl Gallup.
And I also want to have you talk a bit about some classes that are coming up at Art 123 starting next month.
Yes, for the first time we are offering adult art classes, 6-week sessions for a drawing class and a watercolor painting class, both taught by really accomplished local artists. And we're excited to do this because it's a chance for people to go more in depth into the creative process and really learn a new skill or a new artistic hobby. So those will be on Saturdays from April 22nd to May 27th. The drawing classes in the morning and the watercolor painting classes in the afternoons. With your registration fee, you get a packet of professional materials to keep to take home so you can continue creating after the class is over. So you can register at gallupartsgallup.org for those classes.
And just so that we're clear, Art 123 now falls under the auspices of Gallup Arts, correct?
Yes. In July of last summer, we took over management of Art 123 to prevent it from closing and also to give Beef and Fitz Sargent and Linda Bowlby the opportunity to open Opo Gallery. So, yes, it's now one of our projects, along with Shallow Gallery, the Young Artists of McKinley County Display, Arts Crawl, our wine and painting classes, now our adult art classes, and some other really exciting things that we have in the works.
Very busy. And how long have you been employed by Gallup Arts?
I came on board as executive director of Gallup Arts in June. I had been a board member and president of the board before that. So involved with Gallup Arts since I moved back to Gallup, I think starting in August 2015.
And for a time, Gallup Arts was directly involved in a lot of activities and still is involved in planning Arts Crawl.
Gallup Arts still produces Arts Crawl.
Where do you see Gallup Arts moving from here on? There have been some grants, there have been some activities, arts festivals, things of that sort. If we're looking at the end game, where do you want Gallup Arts to be? Where does the board want Gallup Arts to be, say, in 5 years?
Well, Gallup Arts, our mission is to pretty much promote the arts in Gallup and McKinley County. And we do that both by supporting our local artists, providing them, creating opportunities for them to show and sell their work, and also engaging the broader community and enjoying seeing and making art. And so kind of the essence of our mission is to create a really strong creative economy in Gallup by putting the puzzle pieces together, so to speak. So our end goal is to have a really thriving art scene here, make Gallup into an even more dynamic and exciting creative hub. It already is. I mean, we have so many artists here, so many talented people. We just want to see it boom and grow and blossom. So yes, we've been actively pursuing grants to offer artists more support on the back end, time and materials and space to create art, as well as kind of professional development workshops. We're also looking to expand our youth art programs. We've applied for grants for some teen art workshops this summer. So we're putting the pedal to the metal, and we're trying to figure out ways to bring resources to Gallup and to leverage the potential that our community has, and to really, one person's told me that Gallup's greatest natural resource is its creativity, and so we totally agree with that, and we want to see it used to its fullest potential.
And in terms of acquiring funding and such, I think now more than ever, the focus from many funders, many foundations, has been on looking for collaborations. So if you're looking for funding, if you have a relationship with, say, other arts organizations, with El Moro Theater, with, you know, Gallup Tourism and BID, or mm-hmm. other organizations, that it increases your appeal to funders.
Yes, and Gallup Arts, we're partners across the board with lots of organizations. The Gallup BID sponsors Arts Crawl, and so we really value that partnership. El Moro Theater provides us resources to do family-friendly arts workshops at every Arts Crawl. We partnered with the city for a grant to turn Cole Avenue into an event street. So we'll see if we get that grant. Obviously, we're partnering now with the Gallup Community Concert Association. We have partnerships throughout the state, actually. We're strategic partners with a group in Albuquerque that's looking to bring micro-lending programs to artists in our area. We've started working with some folks out of the main campus at UNM. So yeah, you're definitely right. It's a way to really bring lots of opportunities to Gallup, is to find partnerships and tag team and put lots of smart people together and lots of great organizations together to solve some issues. And
periodically there will be opportunities to work with, for instance, El Moro Area Arts Council, or with other regional artists to bring them here. It's not all about downtown, is it?
No, like I said before, Gallup Arts serves McKinley County. So we're interested in programming and spreading the wealth throughout the entire county. So we do a lot downtown, but we also have done youth programs in partnership with the library. There's another partnership throughout the county. And we haven't gotten to work super closely yet with El Moro Area Arts Council, but they're definitely, you know, a like-minded organization, and we very much support their work.
And again, you know, we mentioned the library a couple of times. Mary Ellen Pellington and Octavia Fillion Library has also been very supportive of this event.
The library staff, along with Mary Ellen Pellington, has been very supportive of the community. They're part of the heart of the community. And so I think rightly so. So I really love how the library is expanding its scope to collaborate with various organizations and bring such diversity into the heart of the community.
If there's anything else that you might want to share with our listeners about the Gallup Community Concert Association, upcoming concerts, or about Gallup Arts, Arts Crawl, anything going on artistically in the area, now's your chance to talk.
I'll add that we have a new program spearheaded by one of our member artists. It's figure drawing sessions for artists every Wednesday at Art 123 Gallery from 6 to 9 p.m. So those are a great chance for professional artists to practice their skills. And we do have a series of wine and painting classes as well for people who want to dabble in and have some fun while actually learning some techniques as well.
And Rose, again, if anyone wants to find out more about these activities, art classes, artist sessions, how do they find out more?
The best place is gallupartsorg, or you can call 505-488-2136, or you can email me at executivedirector@gallupartsorg.
Tony Neff, Executive Director of the Gallup Community Concert Association. Rose Easton, Executive Director of Gallup Arts. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having us here today, Rachel.